What is initiation? The word initiation literally means to introduce something new. And this word is specially used in spirituality. When a teacher who has been initiated systematically by his guru lineage introduces him a new way, method, life, introduces him a spiritual dimension by imparting a sound, a word, set of words, alphabet. Such a process is called initiation. Fortunate are those who are initiated and initiated by a proper lineage. In our lineage, guru lineage, we always say that suppose I cannot help my student at times, my master helps. Other sages from the team help. It's not one person who initiates you or who initiates the student. It's a lineage actually that initiates the student. Now, what are those words and sounds which are imparted by the teachers? The writers tried their best to write those syllables, sounds, set of words or words imparted. But in reality, you all know the wine that is served in the church is never served in a paper cup. It is easy to buy a paper cup from the market, pour the wine in it, perform the mass and then give it. Nobody does that. That chalice through which that wine is given is called chalice, a special, you see, glass. Mantra that comes through someone should also know the way of imparting mantra. That sound, word and syllable which is given to the student, imparted to the student, is very sacred. According to the traditions, there are three devas we all have. One who has given up birth to us, Matridevo Bhava. Then comes Pitridevo Bhava, father. But when they have accomplished, when they have done their duties, then comes the role of a spiritual teacher who is called Acharyadevo Bhava, who introduces you to your spiritual dimensions of your life. Acharya. It's from nowhere one cannot give, impart mantras. That's cheating. Heaviest punishment is given to that one who does this, sooner or later. To guide somebody spiritual on a spiritual path without understanding is a great sin. Now, whenever a teacher imparts mantra, first he prays for him, for the student. It's a prescription. A Quaker or layman cannot prescribe something to a patient. And there is no only one prescription for all diseases. As one jacket does not suit all, so one mantra is also not meant for all. There are various mantras. There are mantras which are imparted for worldly gains. If someone is poor, making effort, mantra is imparted to him. There are mantras which are related to the health. They are therapeutic mantras. There are mantras imparted to strength, for strength. You see. I have seen there were two wrestlers. So one of the wrestlers had that guru's grace with him. So he used to wear a string. His guru gave him a string. He said, here I give you a string. Don't misuse it. Nobody can win from you. So with anyone he fought, he would defeat. By chance, that string was broken one day. And he had to fight after a week with someone. So he came running to me and he said, can you help me? I said, who gave you that string? So somebody from our lineage gave him that string. It is not allowed to do such a thing, but sometimes teachers do. You see. I said, okay, I cannot give you a string, but I can do one thing. Till you come home, I'll be sitting in meditation, meditating, praying for you. You will not lose this. So, all the time I used to pray for him till he fought and finally he won. And after that I told him, go to somebody who gives you string. Don't create this problem for me. You see. Many a times I have seen such a thing. Many of you know Pramila Modi from India who stayed here. Modi's. I was sitting in deep Himalayan caves with my master. She often remained closed eyes. So suddenly he opened eyes, oh Lord, stop. I said, what have I done? I'm sitting quietly, what have I to stop? He said, no, it's not meant for you. Such and such people met an accident, now they are protected. Exactly that minute, their car bumped against electric pole near the Supreme Court. The whole car was fully damaged, but nothing happened to anyone. And then he got annoyed. He said, I've been telling these people to behave and not to drive ruthlessly. They create problems for us. For 2-3 minutes, he was furious. You know how many miles away? More than 500 miles away he was sitting and talking like that. I said, don't get furious, I have not driven car, I am sitting next to you. If someone from a true lineage imparts mantra wholeheartedly, not that you chase your guru, say, give me mantra, I'll give you $30, $40, or $100, or $200. Let me assure you, there are no such mantras for sale, you see. And those who impart such mantras, they never work. They don't. Mantra word is a Sanskrit word. Man nath trayate. That which dispels the darkness or agony from your mind is called mantra. Your body does not need spirituality. It needs to be disciplined so that it doesn't come in your way. Your Atman, spirit, does not need spirituality, because spirituality flows from the Atman, center of Atman. That which needs discipline and spirituality is your mind. So mantra means that which gives freedom to your mind, leads you it to a state of happiness and joy, gives it freedom from all pains and miseries, that is called mantra. Ancient sages, in their deep meditation, heard some sounds. They are unstruck sounds, unheard sounds. There were no drums, there were no instruments, but they used to hear, they heard the sounds, not through their deluded minds. They purified their mind and heart, purified mind and heart after deep meditation, was capable of hearing that sound which is imparted, which is called mantra. There are varieties of mantra. A sound is not known by its meaning. How will it know? A sound is known by its vibrations. A word is known by its meaning. Now, what is the meaning of this sound? No meaning. But this sound makes you aware that there is somebody who is making sound. Then you look at that person, you try to find out from where that sound is coming. These spiritual sounds do not lead you to other sounds, but lead you to the silence. These are special sounds which lead you to the silence. There are two, three words which you know and you spell and write and use, but you do not know what they are, like silence. Mind jabbers all the time. What do you mean by silence? All housewives talk about silence. Keep quiet, children. Let me be in silence. Let me go to silence for some time, solitude for some time. You have a desire to be free, to go beyond all this that is happening in the world. You see. Those sounds lead you to the silence. For example, you stand on the bank of a river. River creates a sound because it flows. You see, the flow of water creates a sound. Now follow the river to find out from where the sound is coming. Walk all the miles, all the way, to find out from the sound is coming. You'll go to that spot where there is no sound. That is called soundless sound. It is an inward method. When teacher introduces you, initiates you, it means he makes you aware of the reality of those levels of life which are normally not fathomed by the ordinary minds. You have to prepare your mind. You have to learn how to concentrate. Now for any practice, the sound, spiritual word or mantra is used in all great traditions of the world. Not only in one tradition, in all great traditions. A teacher prescribes that sound or mantra according to the ability of the student's mind and the necessity. Suppose teacher finds you very weak physically. He will give you a mantra which is related to your health. Actual sound therapy should be based on this. It's a very powerful thing. You think sound does not have power? If supersonic jet flies over this building, it will crumble. Not by hitting this building, but by the sound. Sound has got very powerful, immense effect on human mind and heart. But these mantras are not muttered and said in a loud way, which is the most powerful thing in the world, atom. And you see, when atom revolves around proton and proton around neutron. You see. Most powerful thing is very subtle. It's not something gross. Subtlest instrument that you have is mind. If you learn to understand your mind and make it one-pointed, your mind can do tremendous things, wonderful things. I have seen it. Once I was going to the Himalayas with my master. So my master was almost there all the time. And many times he did not know where he was. So at night we had a fire made. He said, "Chal." He said, "Let's go." I said, "It's cold. You know, it's very cold. It was winter and you are telling me, chal." I was very close sometimes. I used to fight with him, you know. But when he said, no, chal. Nah, chal. And he would start walking. So I said, I put the blanket over him, and there was nothing to tug in, so no pin, you know. So you know thorn? I picked up the thorn and put it. He started walking. It was all dark, winter night. So I said, "Do you know what is that?" So he said, "What?" I said, "That." "Well, I don't see anything." I said, no, it's that. I said, "It's that." I changed the course. He wouldn't know. Finally, after 3 hours, I brought him back to the same place. He wouldn't know. In the morning, he laughed. He said, "Whole night I walked. What happened? I came to the same place." I told him, "I did this because you tortured me. I didn't want to go at night, you know. And you were going at night. What is this madness?" you see. He smiled, it's okay, you know. Many a times I feel, you know, that mantra, the power of mantra, easily makes you forget consciously external world and leads your mind inward. Mind is dissipated because mind has employed 10 senses. Immediately you wake up, you will find your mind is distracted by the senses. So there are 10 who distract the mind all the time. When you learn to withdraw yourself consciously from the external world for some time, learn to concentrate, and go to deeper levels of your being, the mind starts fathoming subtler aspects of your being. I'm talking to you my experience. You will experience that first few minutes you will have body sensation. After some time you will not, because your mind has moved to your breath. When your mind has moved to breath, then few minutes you will find that you are a breathing being, but then your mind moves to deeper aspect, to mental aspect, where the imageries come spontaneity from the basement of your mind, from your unconscious mind, where you have stored saskaras, impressions, all the memories. Close your eyes, when you are not touched with the external world, that flow comes. Here students is bewildered. He doesn't know how to deal with it. In actually, many of you do not meditate. That is called, the program is intensive meditation course. What do you do? Intensive thinking course. And mostly it is negative thinking. Because no one taught you how to be positive. Remember, let me tell you that if you have met an accident, it is because of you. You invite that. Fear invites danger. Somewhere you are afraid and that fear is inviting danger. It happens. Mind is capable to go to the future, know about present and past, all three. Mind has capacity to go beyond the conditionings which is called time, space and causation. Mantra helps, gives that freedom, helps you to go beyond the conditionings of space, time and causation. Now, your mantra is like a friend to you. I can easily find out what is your character without analyzing psychologically. No matter which tradition you come from, do you trust yourself when you pray? Do you think that you are praying right? Do you think that your prayer will be answered? Because your mantra is compact prayer. You see. If you do not trust and yet you pray, that's not going to fulfill your purpose. How much trustworthy are you we can easily find out. You do not trust your own self, how can you trust others can trust you? Very simple to know. You have to develop a friendship with your mantra. It's a great friend indeed who always helps you in need. Where no one can help you, mantra can help you. Now, something hidden which you are not aware, I am going to speak to you. A time comes when nobody can help you, no one helps you. That's called time of transition. Here in this hall, you are not aware of that because you have not gone through that. You cannot think of someone who is dying, what happens to him when that person drops his body, where does it go? What happens to him, life hereafter? The scriptures say either he goes to hell or heaven. The scriptures painted heaven as something delightful, hell, that's something very bad, horrible. But that is not enough. Let me tell you, after death, human soul, individual soul, remains. You know, where does it remain? In your habit patterns. The habits that you perform. Conscious mind fails. Unconscious mind, which is your CPA or accountant, records everything, which becomes as a vehicle, as a car you drive. All that best you have, you keep it in your car and go for journey. The best you have is your memory that you have earned in the reservoir of your being, in the unconscious. Anything that you are doing is being recorded. If I suddenly tell you, tell me, what do you remember in your life? Either you remember the worst thing that has happened or the best thing that has happened with you. If I tell you, what have you eaten last month on the 22nd, you cannot know. Last year, you cannot know. Why? But if you had a great party some 10 years ago, you can easily remember in such and such party, such and such cuisine was served. There is nothing impossible for human mind to know. All the spheres within the field of knowing possible by human mind, if it is trained properly, systematically. Not that you are sitting for a few minutes and it will make you sage. No. Most often you complain that I have been meditating for 20 years, Swamiji. I looked at him, 20 years. What happened? So nothing happened. Is it possible? In a scientific age, you are talking something unscientific language. Is it possible that you have an action and that action has no reaction? It never happens. If you have been meditating for 20 years, your meditation would have turned you into a wonderful sage, but you are still a monster. What's the matter? You sat in meditation, your motivation, your interest, all right. You formed the habit of sitting, but beyond that you did not know what to do. Many of you sit down, then you do not know what to do next. You start with bal 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 mantra. You don't know when and how it should be used. It's wonderful power, I tell you. Great power. Atomic power. If you really know and work and understand the whole process, how to use it? Simple, one line will tell you. The more you are silent, the more mind moves upwards. Learn to be in silence. That is not in the external world. Nowhere in the external world you will find silence. If you go to the mountain, forest dwellings, you will not find silence there. Roaring of the tigers, animals, the wind, the birds. Where is silence? Silence is within you. You will have to lead your mind to that state where it becomes very peaceful or calm. Simple story will tell you. There was one horse rider. And he was riding the horse for a long time. So he was thirsty and he thought that his horse would be thirsty. So he took his horse to the well. And there is a machine there that draws water from the well, but it makes noise. Such a noise, that machine. So this man comes with the horse, and when the horse heard that silly noise, sound, horse would run here, there. He said, will you please stop this sound, noise? He said, hey, stupid. If this sound stops, water also stops. There will be no water. If you want your horse to drink water, discipline your horse and then make him drink. So if you are in search of silence, forget it. Even you go to Himalayas, which are very famous, you will not find silence there. What will you do with the wind, with the lightning, thunder, clouds, animals? What will you do? So silence means leading mind to a state where it becomes calm and then enjoys that bliss. Then there is a voice of silence when you hear those subtle sounds, so those subtle voices you hear there, which are very leading, which are very pleasant. You see, in my childhood, my master used to sit in meditation. I did not have anybody to play with. So I would create mischief. There was only one glass somebody presented to us, and I broke it. He said, why do you do such a thing? I said, you have time to say, why do you do such a thing? You don't have time to say, son, how are you? I needed that attention. The human weakness in relationship is chaotic because of this problem. Everyone wants attention. And they will kill the person whom they love or who loves them for the sake of attention. Everyone wants. You have to learn to express your inner wisdom through your action, and that is called, that should not be mere action, that is called meditation in action. That is possible. Provided you have done meditation in a calm place, 2 minutes every day. For that, you will have to establish friendship with your mantra. If you ask me, Swamiji, who is the best friend of yours, I say my mantra. My guide who is with me all the time. that comes to me first, when there is no one mantra is with me. When I wake up, it's with me. When I go to sleep, it's with me. During my sleep, it's with me. It guides me all the time. When I'm obstinate and don't listen, well, I suffer. But it always guides me. How to use the mantra with such a mind who has formed the habit of going to the external world? This process is called initiation. You see. Doesn't matter from which tradition mantra is, Jewish mantras, Christian mantras. There are mantras in Christianity. Hail Mary is mantra. There are many such mantras. There are mantras in Buddhism, there are mantras in Hinduism, there are mantras in Sufism. And mantra should be explained properly by the teacher. Sometimes you cannot tell your doctors, tell me what is in the prescription, what is this compound you are giving. He won't know. Doctor knows it, what he is giving. But somehow or other, you should learn to establish deep friendship with your mantra. The human being is human being. But if you learn that process of constant mantra, that is called ajapa japa. No one knows that you are remembering something, but you are actually remembering. It happens to you, it's spontaneously. I'm sitting here talking to you, but I'm remembering. I'm aware of that fact. You do anything, even in your bathroom, while taking bath. No matter where you are remembering. You develop a sixth sense of being with your mantra, mantra being with you all the time. When you have done this, this is used, this is a great tool for you to be used when the body drops. Sooner or later we have to drop this body. Wife holds your hand, but you don't feel any touch because body becomes numb. You don't see anyone. Who is going to lead you during that time? Remembrance leaves impression in your unconscious mind. That becomes something great, leads you during that time when no one leads you. Mantra is a leader during transition. It's a great friend. Wife and husband live together. They know that one day they will leave each other. They know it. But then they cry. If mantra is there, then you understand. Saint Bernard said, "O human being, learn to use all the relationship, whole world as means, but love God alone." What mantra does? Mantra tells you to love God alone and learn to use all the things of the world, make them as means. This is truth. When you get attached to something, that something changes, separates, and you get hurt. You get hurt because you do not know the technique how not to allow yourself to be hurt. A human being goes through thick and thin. He's going through a procession, crowded procession in life, if he knows. Therefore, every human being should have something. When no one can help, at least you have some shelter, something. when your resources are failed, say, Lord, help me. You cannot abruptly say, Lord, help me. If you are thinking of Lord, if you are remembering Lord, Lord is there with you. He is everywhere. Therefore, mantra is the greatest friend of yours, provided you know how to establish friendship. Now I will tell you how to establish that friendship. Mantra is very powerful. It has atomic power. One syllable is sufficient to destroy, to create many such worlds. You see? It's a seed that is sown by a teacher on the soil which is already tilled. No teacher like to sow that seed on the rocks. You cannot catch hold somebody, hey, you are going home, before you go home, take this mantra and pay me $20 or $30 or $100. When the student is ready, teacher appears. His necessity of spiritual fulfillment is met by the teacher. Who doesn't give mantra from his own? No. He's only representative of the lineage. It's not that particular person who imparts mantra, you see, is something. He is nothing. He is only capable of imparting that knowledge which he has received from his lineage. So it's not his wealth, he is passing it on to you. It's the spiritual wealth passing to you through the lineage. If a guru says that I am your guru, you listen to me, that guru suffers. No. So when that mantra is given, it is a friend introduced to you. My master always used to say, I have given you your great friend, now you be with him. Why are you attached to me so much? But as long as he lived, he was my mantra first. My mantra had secondary position. After he left the world, because I didn't see anything in the external world, so my guru and mantra became one. Immense power. You can do wonders. A Swami was traveling in Indian trains, and I was also traveling by the same train. He did not have ticket for the rails. He did not have money. It was his vow that he would never touch money, never have money from anybody. So he got into train. The ticket checker caught hold of him. Where is your ticket? He said, what ticket? He said, this is railway department. And if anybody travels without ticket, he is arrested. He said, you can arrest me. My lunch hours are coming, you will feed me then. I am a Swami. That fellow was off-net, he took him, arrested. It was at Lucknow. I was going to Kanpur, so I stood aside. I did not have money to pay, otherwise I would have paid fine and all. So they put him behind the... It was in the cell they put him. He said, my lunch is ready, I'll come out. The lock opens and he comes out. It became a joke at the railway station. Everybody locked that and he would come out. He said, is there any cell meant for me on the earth? Don't try this. Now you have arrested me, I accept that. I've traveled without ticket, but you have to accept your duties. You have to feed me. I'm hungry. And you cannot feed any culprit or criminal. You have to feed to his full extent, you know. So he sat down and I knew what he was going to do. And he started eating and he said, I am hungry. He ate 20 meals, still he was hungry. So that person who arrested him got worried and terrified. He said, where shall I get food? He said that I am going to eat you up. He told him, you arrested me, you are the next, because I am hungry. He got terrified. He said, he came to me, he said, Swamiji, how are you going to deal with him? I said, if I had to deal out it, you have to deal. Poor Swami, why are you arresting him? Why did you arrest him? It's a custom in India, the Swamis don't have money, so Swamis, they travel by bus, they travel by trains, and people don't charge them. Why are you doing all this? Why are you creating this? After the, he said, I have already signed the papers, I lock you. He said, you can lift me, I have taken so much meal, I cannot get up. 20 people came with all the bamboos inserted this side, this side, this side. Nobody could lift him. You see. Finally, the director of the railways, superintendent, came running and looked at him. He said, my lord, he's my guru. What have you done? You see, I'll pay you the fine and all that. He said, no, sir. He said, don't worry for the ticket and fine. What have you done to him? He started crying and he said, Gurudev, please forgive me. He actually was coming from Calcutta to see his disciple there, who was superintendent of railways. And he did not have ticket because he had taken vows he would never take money from anybody. So that man who arrested him, asked him, tell me this, what is that, this trick? How could you do such wonders? He said, my mantra, a good teacher can do more than a father can do. No comparison. Father will do only so much, a good teacher can give his head, whatever he has, to his students if he is a real teacher. No comparison. I never missed my parents, but I missed my guru. You see, I know he is with me, still I miss him. So, it's something entirely different. When you are ready, there will come teacher. You don't search for teacher. Never search for teacher. Prepare yourself for teacher. The teacher will come. Don't search for teacher, don't go to a teacher, prepare yourself. Then automatically it will happen, that's a law. Open your eyes and you will see something, that's a law. Don't keep your eyes closed. It's a seed that is sown on the soil that you are. We give this example for American students. They sow the seeds, put the water, and next day morning go over there and just see what is happening. And again cover it. They never allow it to grow. It should be nourished in a way so that seed becomes a plant and plant flowers and gives fruits. Just like a small, tiny lamp. For some time you will have to protect that light from the wind, from the bridge. But a time comes that light can convert into itself into forest conflagration. then the same breeze or wind that was hurting the light helps in growing. All your adverse circumstances today are adverse because you are weak. When you become very strong, these adverse circumstances will be not adverse for you. Have you seen the boxers fighting? How fiercely they fight. If that boxer gives you one box, what will happen to you? So when you have inner strength through your concentration of mind and you have created the willpower, then you can do tremendous good in your life, grow. Do something useful in the world. You should learn to meditate on your mind. Meditation does not need object. If you have a mantra, remember that you are remembering mantra. Mind is not running here and there. If you are remembering your mantra and thinking of something devil, it means you are remembering mantra of the devil. Why you are not successful in your meditation? You are remembering your mantra. Or you are thinking, my boyfriend is coming. What will happen to me? It's the boyfriend's mantra, you remember, and he came. Jat japas tadartha bhavanam. As you remember, you will have to make bhavana, gear your mind towards that. That's a serious mistake you are committing. And systematically, if you learn to meditate and then remember your mantra, you are there. First few days, learn to work with your body. You are not building muscles here. You are going according to your Bible. Be still and know that I am God. Nowhere it is written, be hyper and know that I am God. Nowhere it is written, be still. What do you mean by being still? Yoga science says, the religion tells you what to do and what not to do. The difference is, I will tell you how to be. Now yoga science teaches you how to be still. Keeping your head, neck and trunk in a straight line as scientifically suits you. You learn to sit. When your body is still, then your breath is serene. Then you work with your mind, ask your mind during that time, I decide that I am sitting for meditation. I will not allow my mind to run in here and there. This decision, oh mind, please follow. This determination is very important. If you are doing customary, you sleep every day. You are not sage. If a fool goes to sleep, he comes out as a fool in the morning. But if a fool goes to deep meditation, he should come out as a sage. Vast difference between meditation and sleep. It's a conscious rest you are giving to your body. Second, breath. If breath is serene, you will find no noise, no jerks, no pause, deep diaphragmatic breath. Then comes mind. I will decide, no matter what happens, anything comes in mind, I'll use the word let go. Remember my mantra. Then comes mantra. When mind comes, comes word mantra. I will pay my attention towards remembering the mantra, not towards the imageries of my mind. Mind has got habit of going to the old grooves. You are forming new habit of leading mind to new grooves. It may take some time. Today you are not successful, tomorrow you will be successful, one day you will be successful. When mind travels to the grooves which you are making according to your wish, you have done it. That's called meditation. But you claim that you have been practicing meditation for 20 years and nothing has happened. That could be injurious. You should learn the whole practice. What for are you sitting? For meditation. What do you do? Think. What do you think? Negative things. Strengthening negativity is not meditation. It's a system. So when a teacher imparts mantra, he tells you how to use it. He imparts mantra according to your situation. He tells you how to use it. Yes. Even teachers say, have a desire. Let me know the prominent desire of yours. And you will impart the mantra. You will find that desire has been fulfilled. It's not teacher who is fulfilling your desire. It's your mantra. It's your unconscious mind. It's your willpower that is helping you. When mind becomes concentrated, it flashes off, which is called hunch, comes. That hunch could be negative and positive both, according to your tendency. And it comes true. So whatever you think that you have become great, and you lose that in touch. Next time you don't get hunch. You cannot say, Mr. Hunch, come down. Hunch comes when mind becomes one-pointed and inward. So on the path of spirituality, such subtle experiences occur. Don't be amazed. Don't go towards them. Be quiet, remembering. First you'll have to learn to work with your posture, stillness with comfort, second with the breath, and third with the conscious mind, and then you expand the conscious field so that there is nothing like unconscious. That which is night for you is day for the sages, yogis, which are days for yogis, are nights for them. It means their conscious mind have expanded so much that there is nothing like called unconscious in their life. All the time, they are here and now, remembering their mantra, nothing else. For them, past, present and future have become one now. During meditation, when you learn to use your mantra, that mantra focuses your mind, makes it one-pointed. It does tremendous good to you. Let me tell you all should learn to sit quiet for a few minutes. This is one thing very important that will help you, that is very therapeutic, which will make you aware that you are not body aware. Alone, you are something beyond body. Then you start feeling that you are a breathing being, you are a thinking being. This awareness will come when you learn to be still. And this will lead you. Start from here. And mantra is something great. There are Christian mantras, Jewish mantras, different types of different. It's a compact prayer, I told you. You see. Prayer is a petition. Mantra is not a petition. Mantra is a friend. It's a great friend who will never leave you, ignore you. You see. So I pray to the divinity in you. God bless you. I didn't see your questions, you know.
You can ask all the questions from Rajmani, Pandit Rajmani.